on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn football earned its first win since September with a 13-10 victory over Texas A&M. Head coach Carnell Williams recaps Saturday's win and talks about turning the page.
I am very appreciative of the Auburn family, the way that they showed up Saturday night. Wow, what atmosphere. But great win. But now it's time for us to turn that page, which, you know, as a son, they definitely turned the page on that. Because we have a Western Kentucky team that's pretty doggone good. Very explosive on offense. Got a good defense. Guys play hard. They're well coached. There's a lot of guys on staff that know a lot of those guys, done coach with them, with Coach Heldon. So got a lot of respect for them and that staff and that team. So we are going to have to come bring our A game. So once again, I'm calling on Auburn family. Like I need help up here, we need help. So come pack the house out and let's have fun and try to go get a victory.
The defense held the Aggies to 215 total yards in an impressive performance. Coach Williams talks about the confidence in his defense.
I mean, to me, playing the game of football is about confidence. And, you know, defensively, the way they play against Texas A&M, the way they play against Mississippi State and familiar with a team throwing it every snap, now we should be even more prepared and go and kind of know what to expect and be confident going in that game. So don't guarantee you nothing, but those guys should be confident. And I'm pretty doggone confident in that defense, man. Enjoy watching them guys fly around.
Junior running back Tank Bigsby and sophomore running back Jarquez Hunter each ran for 121 yards against Texas A&M. Senior center Brandon Council talks about the improved running game.
I mean, it means everything. I mean, that's what we're here to do. Anytime we get the running back, each running back to get 100 yards plus, that's always a win for the O-line. And our goal is to try to do that every game. Absolutely. Justice knows that we're executing our assignments, we're communicating all on the same page and able to get the job done so the running backs can do their job.
The Tigers will host Western Kentucky for the home finale on Saturday. Senior defensive lineman Marquise Burks previews the Hilltoppers.
He talks about it all the time. He was actually excited about this game. It's going to be big to get pressure on them early on. They do an outstanding job of getting the ball around, getting out to their playmakers, and we just got to be on point doing what we need to do.
Saturday's game against Western Kentucky is also Senior Day, when 23 Tigers will be recognized. Senior wide receiver Shedrick Jackson talks about Senior Day.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I mean, obviously not. It's a little bit sad just being here. I love this place, love playing for Auburn and the people around here. So one last time going to the stadium trying to play and get another dub. I mean, a lot. I mean, it's just brought us together more and more. I know a lot of these guys well, been in their weddings, know their families, stuff like that. So I think it's just brought us together closer as a team and just helps us continue to play for each other too.
Coach Williams talks about everything this senior class has been through.
This year, what those seniors have been through with the coaching change, with everything that happened, you know, the off season. But I mean, you have to take it back even farther. I mean, they have been through two coaching changes. I mean, coordinators, position coaches, and then not to even mention COVID. I mean, wow. Those guys have been through a lot, but one thing I can tell those guys, I tell them they're going to be better because, you know, have not one time have they flinched. You know, they done stay steady. You know, they done kept the faith. They continue to believe. And I just thank those young men. They going to do some really cool things in life because of all the adversity that they done been through and how they done handled it. So, man, it's can remember when I was a senior. That day is, you know, a special day. So it's sad to see guys go. But I am looking forward to them guys, and it's something that they should be honored for, especially this group, with all they done went through.
Auburn and Western Kentucky will face off in Jordan-Hare Stadium on Saturday at 3 Central. Auburn Sports Network coverage begins at noon Central with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Be sure to tune in tonight at 6 Central for Tiger Talk, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill with Andy Burcham and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They will be joined by interim head football coach Carnell Williams, head volleyball coach Brent Crouch, and senior linebacker Owen Papo. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
Communities don't just happen. They're built by people. From the big moments to the small acts of kindness, it's the authentic connections we make that define us. At Alpha Insurance, we know that every day you're building things that are worth protecting. Because for us, this is more than coverage. It's who we are. Alpha Insurance, building tomorrow together.
Number 13, Auburn men's basketball defeated Winthrop 89-65 on Tuesday in a non-bracketed game of the Cancun Challenge. Head coach Bruce Pearl recaps the victory.
Good win because, you know, Winthrop's a good team. They're picked one or two in their league. Obviously, we physically were able to overwhelm them, you know, especially on the inside with offensive rebounding and putbacks and got close touches in there. And they were able to break down our defense a little bit, but Dylan Carwell and, you know, John Nybroom, the size on the inside there, was a real factor for them to be able to finish around the basket. You know, the only way that team beats us is to beat us from three. And we, you know, we did everything we could to make sure that they didn't. You know, probably fouled them a little bit too much, but dominated the boards. And it was just nice for us to knock down a few shots. That was something I was really pleased to see. The fact that we got nine. Wendell was unbelievable tonight. He was just in command of the game. He was having a lot of fun out there. You know, but Zepp got a couple. Katie got one. And Allen got one. And, you know, Yo got one. They all look really good. So I was pleased to see us shoot the ball.
Freshman guard Chance Westry made his collegiate debut on Tuesday, playing 16 minutes while scoring 5 points, grabbing two rebounds, and dishing out two assists. Westry talks about his performance in his debut.
Just getting out there on the defensive end, first and foremost, competing and just giving it all I got with my brothers. Just getting to my spots, knowing where to get to, playing within the offense and just getting comfortable out there. First and foremost, it's been comfortable. I just got to thank the guy above, God, you know, watching down on me, hoping the best. So just being comfortable even to play out there, get up and down with my brothers. It's been hard, you know, watching, but putting a lot of time into film and practice, attention to detail, and just been listening to what coach is saying. And
sophomore forward Jani Broom recorded the 36th double-double of his career and his first at Auburn with an 18-point, 13-rebound night, in addition to 5 blocks and 2 steals. Broom talks about the win and his performance.
That was our whole game plan. You know, we want to each and every day come out here and play with energy, so that's what we did. Got on them fast and early, and we just kept on the gas. Just talking to my dad, you know, he wanted me to get back to the fundamentals, which is blocking shots and rebounding, what I do best. So that's what I kind of want to come out here. You know, scoring's going to come. Offensive end's going to come each and every night. But helping my team win by blocking shots and defending, that's what I do best. Just my teammates relying on me, knowing that there's a guy that I can go to. And they just fed me the ball, and I finished at the rim.
The Tigers had their best shooting night of the season, converting on 39.1% of their three-point shots. Coach Pearl talks about the improved shooting.
I want our fans to know that when I'm hollering at our guys, you know, it's because I'm trying to take advantage of every minute that we're out there on the floor. You know, Andy, we have 5 games in 12 days. Right. 5 games in 12, that's a lot of games. That's not a lot of time to practice to improve. So we have to improve out here. So I've got to be teaching the entire time that I'm out there, and we got to take advantage of the, you know, when we're playing. Yes, I was glad to see our guys shoot the ball in rhythm. But what I do want our fans to know is our kids are in the gym. I mean, they're in there in the morning. They're in there at night. They're working at it. And so when we did struggle, and when we do struggle again to make shot, it's not because the kids and the coaches aren't putting forth great effort.
Auburn will return to action tomorrow night against Texas Southern. Auburn Sports Network coverage begins at 6:30 Central with tip-off at 7. Then the Tigers will travel south for the Cancun Challenge against Bradley on Tuesday and Northwestern or Liberty on Wednesday. Tuesday's game is set for 5 p.m. Central with coverage beginning at 4:30. Auburn women's basketball suffered its first loss of the season to Georgia Tech 57-51. Head coach Johnny Harris talks about the loss.
Yeah, they came back out and fouled. We kind of went in the locker room and got after them a little bit. I didn't think we came out and followed our game plan. We came out and we were passive. We didn't, you know, throw the first punch. We always want to come out, be aggressive, throw the first punch, and we didn't do that.
The Tigers return to action on Sunday against Alabama State at 2 Central. Coverage begins at 1:45 Central locally on FM Talk 93.9 and everywhere on the Auburn Athletics app. Auburn Cross Country will have junior Ryan Kanaan representing the Tigers at the NCAA Championship this weekend. Head coach Aaron Kent previews Kanaan's race.
We're incredibly proud of Ryan. He's and when I first got here, I took that group that, I mean, last year we talked, we barely had five guys that could cross the line. And this year to have a guy like Ryan who scratched his way across all region last year, and then to be in that spot where we kind of knew coming in he had a great chance as long as he ran well, and he ran probably his best race all year. And you know, there's no doubt he had earned that spot. Just so excited for him and for the program as a whole. You know, that men's team went from 14th to 5th this year, and Ryan is a huge part of that jump. So incredibly proud of him and very excited to get another chance to watch him race this weekend.
The NCAA Cross Country National Championship will be held at the Griner Family OSU Cross Country Course in Stillwater, Oklahoma on Saturday at 10:20 a.m. Central. Volleyball is in the midst of a 12-day break following a 4-set victory at Ole Miss on Friday night. The win gave Auburn its 10th SEC win of the season, the most since 2015. Head coach Brent Crouch recaps Friday's victory.
I thought it was a really good win. You know, it's hard to win on the road. They were 7-6 in conference. You know, they've had a coaching change kind of midseason, and when that happened, they started playing a lot better. They're a really good team. They struggled earlier in the year, but once conference has started going, they've been playing really well and have had some good wins. So that's just the first general point. Getting a win on the road in the SEC versus Ole Miss is a big deal. And then it's especially a big deal for our team. You know, as you know, every place we go is kind of brand new for our group with so many young people.
Freshman middle blocker Kendall Kemp set the single season program record for blocks on Friday night with their 144th of the year. Kemp was named SEC Defensive Player of the Week for a 9-block performance that also included 11 kills on an efficient 600 hitting percentage. Coach Crouch talks about Kemp being honored this week.
You know, she just continues to make progress blocking. I kid with her, and it's not really a kid, right? She's not close to where she's going to be in terms of blocking, you know, and that's crazy to say when she's already broken the record. And then she got Defensive Player of the Week for the SEC, but she's making progress every week. She's working really hard. She made some really nice moves versus Ole Miss. And I thought she could have gotten, you know, Offensive Player of the Week too, right? She had 16 attempts. And she had 11 kills. All right. That is off the charts good. You know, that's hitting 600, you know, and again, you can think about this in terms of baseball hitting efficiency. If there's some, you know, if there's some batter that's hitting 600, they're Hall of Fame, right? That's what it is with attacking too, with volleyball. So she had a great match, and I'm glad that she's getting the recognition. She deserves it. And every time they get these awards, I know it just increases the commitment level, the desire, the buy-in. You know, they just see that the effort that they're putting is getting recognized.
Up next for the Tigers is a match at South Carolina on Wednesday at 1 Central. Number 3 Auburn Equestrian will close out its fall schedule with 2 home meets today and Friday. The Tigers will host Bridgewater today at 11 a.m. Central, as well as defending national champions and number 7 Oklahoma State on Friday at 3 Central. Both meets are free to attend at the Auburn University Equestrian Center. Swimming and diving will also be in action today through Saturday at the UGA Invite in Athens. The Tigers will compete against the likes of Florida State, Florida, Georgia Tech, and the hosting Bulldogs. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!